I'm Ryan LaCroix inside KOSU's Oklahoma City studios. My guest today is Andrew Schlecht of the Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, Down to Dunk. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And a quick note to listeners, we're recording this on Tuesday, so I say that because by the time you listen to this, who knows what could have happened? A million different things, right?
It's already crazy. The number one pick has already been traded. Everything's on the table.
Yeah. And we're all these rumors about, you know, Kristaps Porzingis maybe going someplace now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, who knows how much of those are smoke screens and how much of those are actually things that are happening. The NBA draft is Thursday evening, and the Oklahoma City Thunder hold just one pick in the draft, which is the 21st pick. I guess right off the bat, I'll kind of ask you just what are the Thunder's needs heading into the draft?
They for sure need a backup point guard. And there are a few options in this draft. The Thunder played one of the worst backup point guards in the NBA in Samaj Christian. He's supposed to be a defensive point guard. He ranked in 75th out of 91 point guards in defensive RPM. So that doesn't hold up. He was also 89th out of 91 point guards in offensive RPM. This is an ESPN stat. So the Thunder have a massive need there. And there was a couple guys there. The guy that I think fits the best is Derek White out of Colorado. He's 6'5". He's got a 6'7 wingspan. He can play both guard positions. He can shoot from three. And I think when the Thunder look for a backup point guard, they're also looking for somebody that can play next to Russell Westbrook. And that is where Derek White fits the bill because he can play off ball. He's a good screen setter. He's a really smart basketball player. He is older. He's a fifth-year senior. He's 23 already. So that's the concern, is that there's not upside with this guy. But he can come in and play day one, backup point guard, and be an upgrade. So that's the guy that I look at. You also look at local guy Juwan Evans, who's going to be available at 21. The big concern with him is his size. He had trouble passing over length at OSU. He struggled to finish well at the rim as well. And we all know that length and athleticism, that's a part of the NBA. So there'll be a learning curve for Juwan, but he will be better at running a pick and roll. He might end up being a better shooter than Derek White. He may end up being a starting point guard for somebody, where I don't think Derek White has that kind of upside, but you can't play Juwan Evans with Russell Westbrook. You're not going to run Russell Westbrook off ball so Juwan Evans can have the ball. That won't be a thing for the Thunder, and that's why they've had him in for workouts. We do know that the Thunder are very tight-lipped when it comes to who comes in to work out. But they have had him in, so they have interest, but I would be surprised if he was the pick at 21.
Well, and Juwan Evans, you know, from Oklahoma State, sophomore that entered the draft early. But a lot of people are projecting him kind of as an early second-round pick. So not only will he be available at 21, but most likely available in the second round. The problem for the Thunder, obviously, is they don't have any second-round picks. But I know you've been really interested in second-round guys that are projected in that. What's your solution, really, obviously, for that?
So the Thunder have always gotten into the second round at some point. And so they can trade a future pick. They have that pick that they acquired at the trade deadline from the Bulls. They could use that. They also have $3 million. Every team has $3 million to spend on a trade every year. And the Thunder haven't spent a dime of that yet. So you could buy you'd spend the full $3 million to buy like a second round pick in the 30s. It costs less for one that's like 40 or below. But the Thunder are likely to buy a second-round pick. There are a lot of guys in the second round that can play. Juwan Evans, if he falls to the second round, I think that that's a big mistake by a lot of NBA GMs, because I think he can come in and play backup right now for a lot of teams. He can run a pick and roll. He can do a lot of things a lot of point guards can do. And if it's his size that bothers you, he does have a 6'5 wingspan. And he's a guy that I just feel like his game is going to work. It's going to work in the NBA. I don't know that it works on the Thunder, but it works in the NBA. So they should look at him. But I really do. The Thunder, I would be very surprised if they don't get into the second round at some point and try to snatch one of these older wings, like a Josh Hart, who's projected to be a guy that can play now as well. So I wouldn't be shocked if they got at least one second round pick. They probably will spend that money to get it.
So we talk about getting into the second round. You know, the Thunder here at 21 are almost in no man's land, where there's not a lot of options great in that late first round area. There's a lot of interesting things in the second round, but obviously very front loaded in the first round. Is there any option for the Thunder maybe to move up in the draft? Do you see them doing that?
It's going to be tough. I think that there are a couple wings that I think would be worth it to move up for. I think OG Anunoby is at the top of the list for me. He's a forward from Indiana. I think he can play the small forward through center in the NBA. He's super strong, super athletic. He did tear his ACL, so he's coming back from that. He may not be ready to go day one, but this is a guy who has high upside. He's still 19. He's a freak athlete, and I see him as a kind of a 3-and-D wing. He's a lot of people worry that he is Andre Robertson 2.0. He's not Andre Robertson 2.0. Like he has better footwork. He can actually has a knack to drive the ball. Robertson will probably never be an offensive player, but you can see flashes with OG that you never saw with Robertson. So he's at the top of the list. Then a guy, Justin Jackson out of North Carolina, he improved his shooting stroke this past year. The season before, he shot 3 threes a game and made 29%. Like he was just not a three-point shooter at all. He went to the draft combine, and it was a disaster. Everybody said, go back to school and work on your shot, and he did. And he shot 7 threes a game, and he made, I think, 38% from three, which is great. And so he's a guy that is really intriguing for the Thunder because they need a wing. He can come in today. He's very, very smart. He's going to be able to come in and play team defense. He's going to be able to come in and shoot the three ball. He's a role player. Some people liken him to a Matt Barnes. Obviously, he won't be as involved with Derek Fisher as Matt Barnes is. So you're not going to have the same character flaws with Matt Barnes as you do. With a Justin Jackson, he's a good dude, and he can come in and play for the Thunder day one. So those are two. If they some mocks have those guys falling all the way to 21, I think it would be a huge mistake not to take either one of them if they fell to 21. But they're both likely gone, so they would be both would probably be trade up candidates for the Thunder. And what do they have to trade up? I mean, they don't have a lot. I mean, Enes Kanter, the dream scenario is to be able to trade up. Within his canner, that's probably not going to happen. There's so many centers on the trade market right now that you could maybe get a late first rounder. You could maybe get a second round pick for him. So I'm leaning toward thinking the Thunder are going to keep Kanter because of that. You could trade Alex Abrines for one of those guys. He has value around the league, but the Thunder like him a lot. I don't know how much value Doug McDermott has. So it's going to be tough, and they don't have next year's pick. So trading up is a tough proposition. Unless they're willing to include Victor Oladipo or something like that, it's hard for me to see that happening.
Well, and you mentioned McDermott there and Abrines. Both those guys are perimeter guys that are very important now in the way that basketball's starting to change. Do you see that the Thunder going after any of these guys that can hit more three-pointers and help them with that?
Ideally, the Thunder are able to get a hold of guys that can shoot threes. They were the worst three-point shooting team in the league this past year. A lot of that may have not been that this is the worst three-point shooting team in the league. It's just that Andre Robertson took a ton of threes, and that just kills your percentage. So I think they're closer to the middle of the pack than they are the worst three-point shooting team if they can get Robertson to dial it back and maybe – They need to get Robertson cutting more if he's going to play as many minutes as he did this past season. And then they need to bring Abrines and McDermott in to play. But I think that they'll look to draft somebody that can shoot. Shimi Ojeleye out of SMU, that guy can shoot the basketball. That's probably his best NBA attribute. A lot of people really like him, and I do too. I just don't think he can play the three. And that's a problem with Ojeleye is that I don't think that he can come in and play backup minutes at the three for the Thunder. I think he's more of a four. I think he's a lot like Jeremy Grant. He's like a super jacked Jeremy Grant. Like this dude is built like a truck. And he's super fun and he's athletic, but he's not quick enough laterally to stay with most threes. And that's why I don't think that he's the best fit for the Thunder. But if he's there, and he probably will be there at 21, I think picking him wouldn't be a bad thing because you're going to add shooting, you're going to add a pretty mobile four, but he's also older. I think he's not 23 yet, but he's close to it. He's closer to the age of Steven Adams than he is of most rookies. So he's older. He's a transfer from Duke. He's really only had 1 year of college. The data's really worth anything. So he's a little concerning in that way, but he's an interesting prospect at four, especially if the Thunder don't think Jeremy Grant's like long for the Thunder.
On Thursday night, you guys are hosting a live event at Anthem Brewing Company in Oklahoma City from 6 to 9 p.m. You've been doing more and more of these live events, yeah. And it seems like it's becoming a real fun thing. Tell us about this event on Thursday, the Down to Dunked Draft Challenge.
So we're looking for a way to make the draft more engaging to people. And so what we've done is I've made a little PDF, and you can download it and fill it out. You fill out your own mock draft. And so if you don't know how to fill a mock draft out, just Google mock NBA draft and then just fill in what's there online. But if you bring it, and there'll be some other questions on there you'll fill out, but whoever has, I've made a scoring rubric for this. And so whoever has the highest score at the end of the draft will win $100 to Chicken Express, $25 to Anchor Down, and then a prize package from Oklahoma Shirt Company. So it's a big prize. It's a really fun way to follow the draft. You're going to grade yourself as you go along. So you'll need to turn those into me on Wednesday. Well, if you're hearing this on Thursday, you can't do that. You can bring it to me. Still bring it to me on Thursday night. But yeah, it's a fun way to follow the draft. We're going to have free Chicken Express for everybody that comes. Obviously, you can buy some Anthem beers there that night. So it'll just be a fun way to enjoy the draft together as like a Thunder community. We're all coming together. We're just going to hang out. And then afterwards, we'll do a live podcast with Carson Cunningham from KOCO5. Breaking down who the Thunder got in the draft. So come join us. It'll be super fun.
All right. Again, that's Thursday night from 6 to 9 p.m. at Anthem Brewing Company in Oklahoma City, the Down to Dunk Draft Challenge. Where can they find the PDF there?
So you can find it. You can, if you follow us on Twitter, at Down to Dunk, it's posted several times on our Twitter account. And then you can follow us on Facebook. Just search Down to Dunk and you can find us there.
Very good. He is Andrew Schlecht. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
You can follow him on Twitter at Andrew K. Schlecht and the podcast at Down to Dunk. Thanks again for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.